University of Minnesota long-distance runner Shane Strike has used the last 4 years to mature as an athlete and as a follower of Jesus. The kid from Waseca MN High School won 7 state prep titles. He was a 6-time All-American in high school. And at the U of M, he became an All-Big Ten and All-American again. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show today. My name's Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you've helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime at WWIB.com for all the info you need. Well, his Gopher season was cut short because of COVID-19, but Shane Strike is pursuing perhaps Olympic glory in the future. As we said last time, he is a senior, but he has a spring of eligibility left, so he's transferring out for various reasons to Lipscomb University in Nashville, Tennessee, for his final season of collegiate running. Shane, you're from Janesville, Minnesota, went to Waseca High School there in Gopher Country. So was this kind of a dream come true for you as a kid, as a high schooler, to be recruited by the Gophers?
Yeah, it was definitely a dream. I mean, growing up in Minnesota, and especially with the University of Minnesota being the only D1 university, I was born and raised a Gopher fan. You could always find me and my dad and the rest of my family at Gopher football games, Gopher basketball games, watching the Big Ten tourney on TV. Even though I had, many other schools recruiting me and things to consider, I think at the end of the day, it was, just having that comfortability of Minnesota and having that, just being a Minnesota-born kid and, really kind of craving to go to stay close to home, I think, is what really drew me to Minnesota, which is, I feel like most people, from the Wisconsin side of things, I feel like a similar thing of, if you're born in Wisconsin, you really want to go to that big state school. Mm-hmm. And I think that was similar to me, especially being from a smaller town. I could have gone to some of the smaller universities around Waseca, but, to take advantage of all the opportunities and, make that dream come true of competing, in maroon and gold as a Gopher and representing not only the school, but also the state, Big Ten level, national level. It was definitely a dream come true.
Yeah. One of the schools accorded you in high school was Stanford. So you really had a lot of interest across the country from these colleges for their track teams. You have been a disciple making disciples, sharing your life and ministry there with your U of M teammates for these 4 years. Would you share some stories about how you were able to encourage other student-athletes to a personal relationship with Christ and maybe to go deeper in that while you were there at the U of M?
Yeah, so like you said, I had the opportunity to kind of lead, especially the last 2 years, help lead a group on a weekly basis of teammates and just kind of dive into the Word and dive deep into our faith. I think, trying to think of an exact story, but I just know that each week, I think it was just more so of just having that ability to not say what I think the biggest thing was just kind of watching some of the people in my group, some of the athletes in my group kind of open up a little bit. There's one or two guys in my group that didn't necessarily, especially when we started, everybody's kind of got that shy point and, not exactly sure how to share their faith in a group setting, just because everybody's different. But I think just being able to utilize my ability not only to kind of speak and interpret some of the things, interpret the Bible and what some of the topics you're talking about, but mostly just listen and take advantage of, that silence that, follows a tough question. And I think watching one or two of those people really take advantage of just kind of grow in terms of just not only, you know, being a little bit more outspoken about their faith, but also just the willingness in their hearts to delve deeper into the Word and understanding what the Lord said. And I think that just, yeah, kind of comes back from just my ability just to sit back and listen. I'm more of an, I'd definitely say, more of an introverted person, so silence doesn't bother me as much. I've been allowing that silence to kind of linger and, you know, create those opportunities for those people to really think and, you know, build up the courage to take a step out and, you know, talk about their faith, talk about what they're feeling. I think for those one or two individuals was really what kind of helped them, you know, grow in their faith and really come closer to the Lord.
Well, you are a deep thinker and passionate about your faith in Jesus and sharing that faith. So thank you for doing that there at the University of Minnesota. Shane Strike, the senior long-distance runner, All-America, All-Big Ten runner at the U of M. Appreciate you coming by again. Thanks for taking all this time. God bless you.
All right, Greg, thank you. I appreciate you having me on the show.